You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
Turn to Acts chapter 19. We want to welcome those. Join us on podcast, on YouTube. We want to welcome you that are here. Welcome everybody that's joined us. I'm praying God's doing a great thing in your life today. Acts chapter 19. Everybody turn there. Put your ribbon there. We're going to spend some time in the next few minutes. About halfway through verse 9, Paul is holding daily discussions at the lecture hall of Tyrannus. Verse 10, this went on for the next 2 years so that people throughout the province of Asia, both Jews and Greeks, heard the word of the Lord. God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles. When handkerchiefs or aprons that had merely touched his skin were placed on sick people, they were healed of their disease and healed of evil spirits were expelled. A group of Jews was traveling from town to town, casting out evil spirits. They tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus in their incantations, saying, I command you in the name of Jesus, who Paul preaches, to come out. Seven sons of Sceva, a leading priest, were doing this. One time they tried it, the evil spirit replied, I know Jesus, and I know Paul, but who the heck are you? The man with the evil spirit leaped on them, overpowered them, attacked them with such violence, they fled from the house naked and battered. The title of today's message is, Does the Devil Know You? Does the Devil Know You? The Apostle Paul was in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. He's been teaching here. This is going on daily for 2 years. I mean, the Jews, the Greeks, all were hearing the word, saturated with the word. Extraordinary miracles were taking place. People were delivered from evil spirits. People hearing the word. People seeing the power of God take place here for 2 years. They see and hear Paul preach in the name of Jesus. They heard Paul preach about salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. They heard Paul preach. You were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They heard Paul preach. God exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow on heaven and earth and under earth. This is what Paul was teaching daily in the lecture hall, the power of the name of Jesus. Now, there's something very, very important for us to see here, because we are just pretty much like these people right here today. Around this room, all of us here, different backgrounds, all in here, hearing the word. You know, right here, we hear that salvation is in the name of Jesus. We hear that right here. We hear that you are washed. We hear that you are sanctified. We hear that you are justified in the name of Jesus. Everybody in here has heard, all of us have heard, at the name of Jesus, every knee bows. In heaven and on earth. All of us have heard this. Look on in Acts chapter 19. After hearing the word for 2 years, this begins to get in the hearts of some of these people. They got a desire to see God move. They got a desire to see people set free. So they leave after church on a Sunday and they take this out into daily life. Now, key for us, it's vital for us to see, verse 13, they would say, in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. You know, right here we see the very same thing happen. All of us, we see this happen all the time. Many people come to church and they hear the word and they go out in their daily life and try to live on their youth pastor's relationship with the Lord. I mean, we see it all the time. Many people try to live on their pastor's relationship with the Lord. I tell you what you see a lot of. Many people try to live on their good friend's relationship with the Lord. They got a good friend that's really turned on to the word, really solid in the word, really excited about the things of God. And many people try to live on their good friend's relationship with the Lord. I mean, you've got good friends. Their relationship is strong in the Lord. You like to be around them. I mean, you like to go out and have lunch with them. You like to do some things with them. Boy, you just feel so uplifted after you've been with them. You're pumped up when you're with this good friend. They talk about Jesus to you. And all of that is great. All of that is great. You need to be in youth group. You need to come to church. You need to be a part of our Eagles group. You need to be pumped up by your good friends. But you got to sit under the word for yourself. You absolutely need good friends that are full of faith. But during your daily life, when you're out here living your life, the point of this message today is there's no power for your life using the name that your friend knows. There is no power for your life using the name that your pastor preached about a couple of Sundays ago when you were in church. The truth is, and just oftentimes, people get very involved in church for 10, 20, 30 years. And their involvement in church is around their friends' relationship with the Lord. And their involvement in church is centered around their volunteering in church. There's no power to cast out evil spirits in your life. There's no power to overcome evil spirits until you have a relationship with the Lord for yourself. Now, let me digress a minute. You need to be volunteering. You need to. You need to be volunteering. Get on the list to run our computer and put sound, put our words up on this screen. We need some more help doing that. Our nursery is just growing and growing. We need some help taking care and teaching our young ones about the Lord. I'm telling you, this last week on Wednesday night, our junior high, now that's 7th and 8th grade, our junior high group on Wednesday night had 24 kids in our junior high group this last Wednesday night. 24 kids. We got to ask some help. We got to have you volunteering. We got to have you a part of this church. We need to have you financially giving to do all that we're doing. But there's no power in your life for doing those things. Now, let me say, there are great benefits from you doing those things. I mean, the great benefits, the Bible talks about it. Being committed to church, there are great benefits for you being in church on Sunday morning. Every time the door's open, you being there. There's great benefits. Let me tell you, there's great benefits by you paying your tithe and above that, giving offerings from time to time. They're great benefits. There are great benefits to your life. There are great benefits by you serving in the church. You don't outgive God. It's in giving that you receive. There's great benefits by you doing that. But the power that you need to overcome evil in your life, I'm talking about the power that you need in your daily life, only comes from you having a personal relationship with the Lord for yourself. It doesn't come by helping take care of the nursery. Great benefits by helping take care of the nursery. But we're talking about the power to stand toe-to-toe to evil in your life. I ask people all the time, and you do too. You do too. What church do you go to? What church do you... That's one of the first questions that comes up in a conversation with me. What church do you go to? And here's what I hear. Oh, I got a praying mama. Oh, Tim, my grandmother has prayed for me. What church do you go to? My great-grandfather started a church in Missouri. What church do you go to? My dad's a pastor. I hear it all the time. It's quite common that people want to live on somebody else's relationship with the Lord. And because my mother and because my grandmother were real praying people, then I'm good, see? I'm good to go because my great-grandfather started a church in the foothills of Kentucky. As comforting as it is for you, as comforting as it was, as inspiring and as exciting as it was for the sons of Sceva to hear Paul preach about the name of Jesus, when you're face to face with evil in your life, you'll have to have your own relationship with the Lord. Or you're going to get your tail whooped. Just kind of Arkansas terminology. Evil spirits are out here in our daily life. They're out here, very obvious. Your boss is a good guy, but boy, today, something's on him. I mean, you've got coworkers, they're great folks, but boy, today, there's a spirit in this office. It's just, yeah. Woo, my goodness, what's going on here? I mean, yeah, well, we see this happen all the time. People say things they shouldn't have said. They do things they shouldn't have done. They're just evil spirits out here. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. There's times in your day that an evil spirit wants to come and put a thought in your head. I hope my thought doesn't get put on the overhead projector right now. This is not a thought that a pastor should be thinking. I didn't want that thought, it just came. I got a real strong set of teeth, and I got to bite down because words come to the tip of my tongue that shouldn't come out of a pastor's mouth. What if that got back that I said that string of words? But they just come to my mouth. I didn't want those words up there. I didn't think about that. As a matter of fact, this guy right here I'm looking at needs a good cussing, and I'd give it to him. I can't think those words. What is the evil spirits just come on us? Come on, you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to think like that. I don't want those words coming to my head. See, daily, I got to have the power of the name of Jesus. Thoughts, you get out of here and you go somewhere else. Right now, wait a minute, hold on. In the name of Jesus, I'm driving my truck down the road and here comes this thought. Wait a minute, I'm not thinking that thought. What's the matter with you? See, daily you need the power over your mouth, over your attitude. All right, verse 13 and 14. There were seven brothers. They had heard the word, got hold of the power of the name of Jesus. They see the power that there is in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. Verse 15, evil spirit answers, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. Who are you? Verse 16, this evil spirit gave these guys such a whooping, runs them out of the house, whipped, beat their clothes off of them. I'm talking about a whipping now. Whipped their clothes slap dab off of them, naked, bleeding. And you know, right here is where many Christians live. Whipped, defeated, run out of their house naked and bleeding. I mean, just living whipped, defeated lives. Right here is where a lot of people live. All right, let's go back to verse 15. Jesus I know, and Paul I know. All right, the evil spirits know Jesus. Well, how do they know Jesus? All right, let's talk about this. How do they know Jesus? Well, Jesus was born a natural birth as a baby. Y'all know the story, wrapped in the swaddling clothes, laid in a manger. I mean, he's born, his baby. Well, see, the evil spirits, they've been hearing prophecies about the coming Messiah for hundreds and hundreds of years. And Jesus' life begins to line up with these prophecies. These evil spirits, they don't want to take a chance, so they got to have Jesus crucified. Let's don't take a chance on this guy. Big mistake. Oh no. For the next 3 days and three nights, Jesus paid a personal visit to the pit of hell. You heard the phrase, all hell broke loose? Exactly what happened. Jesus just decided he'd go down there and introduce himself to the evil spirits. We read about the whooping that he put on the devil down there. We read about him ripping the keys right out of his hands. I'm talking about defeated the devil. Then it was early on a Sunday morning. This stone starts rolling back. The devil completely whipped. Keys taken away from him. I can just see Jesus right now looking up. That stone starts to roll back. Rays start coming through. And Jesus looks over his shoulder at the devil and says, I got to go right now. I'm going to be sitting at the right hand of the Father. But big boy, you remember my name. Oh yeah. The devil met Jesus. He knows him real well. Well, let's talk about Paul. Verse 15. He knows Paul. Well, let's look at that. We read about in chapter 9, a man named Saul, verse 1 said he was uttering threats with every breath and was eager to kill the Lord's followers. Verse 2, he goes to the synagogues in Damascus and asks for their cooperation in the arrest of any Christian. He wants to bring them back, both men and women, in chains. I tell you what, this is about as heathen as you can get now. You say heathen right here with a capital H, heathen. Well, we read about him having a little encounter with the Lord. He met the Lord in a personal way on a road to Damascus. Not heard about him, but met the Lord himself. Has a personal relationship with the Lord. He didn't just start attending church. He didn't look around his wife and say, you know, we need to get our kids in children's church. We better get our kids in. He didn't just start attending a church. He met the Lord. A life-changing relationship with the Lord. His thoughts changed. His words changed. His actions changed. His friends changed. We read about Saul getting up from that Damascus road and he goes into isolation, into Arabia for some time, where he introduces himself to the devil. And Saul comes out, Paul, a whole different person. He introduces himself to the devil from then on out. You know, we read about Paul whipping the devil at every encounter. Oh, the devil just drug him outside of town, beat him with rods, threw him outside of town. Paul just got up, dusted himself off, kind of whistling, springing his step, just walks right back in town, starts preaching. Devil couldn't whip him. Oh, read about the devil putting him in prison, locking him in prison, and locking him in chains. I mean, locking his hands and feet in chains. See, he couldn't whip Paul. Paul's whipping him at every turn. He just starts singing a few hymns. Good place to sing some hymns. First thing you know, the earth starts shaking. Doors start flying open. All the chains fall off. Paul just leads all the prisoners to the Lord. Oh, the jailer, he got so excited, he invites him over for dinner. The jailer gets a grill out and cooks supper for Paul. Paul leads the whole household to the Lord. See, you know, the devil knows Paul. How does he know Paul? Because Paul whipped him every time he turned around. Today, many wonder why the name of Jesus is not working for me. Why is Christianity not producing peace in my life? Why is it not producing joy in my life? I've been in church for years. I've gone to youth group. I've served the church for years, but there's no power in my life. It's not working for me. Is life whipping you? Is life defeating you? Do you feel like a lot of times you're just left naked and bleeding? Get this. The devil does not know you until you make Jesus Lord of your life and the Holy Spirit moves in you. Absolutely, you got to be in church. You got to be hearing the word. Absolutely, you have to be hearing the word in church. Absolutely, you've got to know people who are strong in faith. Be around faith people that can speak the word to you. But the question today we're asking is, does the devil know you? Does the devil know you? I've heard it said countless times over the years. Well, Tim, I didn't have this much trouble with the devil before I got saved. Since I've been saved, all hell's broke loose. Well, duh. You've been going the same way as the devil your whole stinking life. And for the first time, you've turned around and you're running head to head with him now. You're going to have trouble with him whenever you start running head to head with him because you've been running the same way he was going. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. You're now a threat to evil spirits. See, you're not a threat to evil spirits when you're doing what they want. You're just another number to them. When you ask Jesus to forgive you, when you ask Jesus to set you free from the captivity of sin in your life, and when the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, fills your life, let me just let you know something. You become a threat to evil. And evil spirits, they know your name. Because you're infused with power. Now, Jesus told his disciples, he said he was leaving the earth. Boy, they got all jerked up. No, 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 you can't leave us, you can't leave us. And Jesus said, it's good that I go away. Here's the plan. I'm going to go to be with the Father, but the Holy Spirit. See, the third part of the Trinity, he has been with you all this time. But listen to this. Jesus said, he shall be where? In you. See, he shall be in you. Holy Spirit has been with you, but he shall be in you. The disciples, they were with Jesus for 3 years. They heard him teach. They saw all of the miracles. Yet when evil spirits begin to come, when trouble starts happening, man, they just take off running. They fold like a cheap tent. They deny even knowing him. Man, they take off. But in Acts chapter 2, they were in the upper room. And the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised would come, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in them. And at that point, a power comes in their life. See, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Now get this. That same Spirit. Are you hearing me today? That same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. And when you walk in the room, peace just comes in that place. When you walk in that room, when you walk in your home after being at work all day, peace just comes in there because the Holy Spirit is in you. See, joy just comes in the room when you walk in because the Holy Spirit lives in you. See, you bring the presence of God in there with you and evil spirits begin to know who you are. 1 John tells us, greater is he that you heard about in the sermon last week. No, it's not what it says. Greater is he that your friend tells you about. No, it's not what it says. What's it say? Greater is he that is where? In you. See, greater is he that is in you than he that's in this world. The power you need for defeating the evil one. The power you need for kicking the teeth in of the evil one comes from the indwelling presence of the Lord that never leaves you or forsakes you. You walk in the power of his name. And the devil is introduced to you. Oh, it's not in the name that Pastor Paul Kern preaches about. No, it's not in the name that Pastor Josh Barnett preaches about. It's not in the name that my good friend preaches about. It's in the name that dwells inside me. It's in the name of Jesus who dwells inside me. And bad thoughts, you get out of my head right now in the name, mighty name of Jesus. You get out of my business right now. You get out of my finances. You evil spirits, take your hands off of my finances in Jesus' name. Yeah, buddy. The devil knows exactly who you are when you walk in the power that he has for you. You begin to walk in the power of God. Back to verse 15. Jesus I know and Paul I know. How did the evil spirits know Jesus? How did the evil spirits know Jesus? Because he whipped them at every turn. How did the evil spirits know Paul? Because he whipped them at every turn. And how will the evil spirits know you? Because you're whipping them at every turn. You're whipping them at every turn. Lust, I'm defeating you in the name of Jesus. Greed, I'm defeating you in the name. Hate, anger, you're not holding a place in my mind right now. Mouth, you're not running out of control. You're under the control of the Holy Spirit that lives inside me. See, you begin to defeat the enemy at every turn in your life. You defeat temptation and you defeat temptation and you defeat temptation. See, daily your life is spent kicking the teeth in of the devil. Daily you're defeating the devil. Absolutely. Absolutely, we are required to come to church corporately, assemble together and worship. Absolutely, we're required to do that. The Bible requires us to do that. But you need to also be worshiping the Lord on your own. Absolutely, we come to church and corporately hear the word. The Bible mandates that we do that. We're to come here and corporately hear the word. But I'm telling you, you need to be hearing the word on your own. Play this Sunday morning podcast every day through till now to Wednesday. When the Wednesday podcast comes on, you play it every day till next Sunday. Oh, going to work, coming back from work. Going to work, coming back from work. You just on your own, you're studying the word. Absolutely. We come to the altar and we kneel and we pray on Sunday morning because that's what the word says for us to do. Assemble together, come together, kneel, pray, come to the altar. We do that because the word tells us to do that. But I'm just telling you, there's no power in your life if this is the only time of the week you pray. If this 1 or 2 minutes down at the altar is the only time you spend time with the Lord in your whole week, I'm telling you, you're going to be really, really weak in standing against the enemy. Daily, you talk to God in your own life. The same Spirit, that very same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. Now, this is not something that you've heard preached about. When Jesus is just something that you've heard preached about, the devil does not know who you are because there's no power in just hearing a sermon. It's not something that your best friend told you about. The evil spirits don't even know who you are. You have no power over them. Verse 13, in the name of Jesus that Paul preached about, that will get you whipped. That will get you whipped in life. But when that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, evil spirits know exactly who you are. You walk in a position of authority over evil spirits. You become abusive to the devil. Evil spirits are well acquainted with you because you're in their face at every turn. Oh no, anger, you're not taking over my day right now. Nope, nope, nope. Worry, you're not taking over that thought of worry. Come, whoa, time out. Worry, you're not taking over my thoughts right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm walking in peace and joy. Anxiety, wait a minute, anxiety, you're not taking, see, you're in the face of the devil at every turn. You don't let him have a playground in your head. At every turn, you're defeating the devil. At every turn, you're kicking him in the teeth. At every turn, you're taking authority over evil spirits in every area of your life. And when you personally have a life-changing experience with the Lord, your name is mentioned and evil spirits start twitching. When your name is mentioned, evil spirits start busting out in a sweat. See, when your name is mentioned, evil spirits start wringing their hands and facing the floor. They get really, really nervous because they know who you are. They know who you are. Today, devil, you may not have met me before. I understand you know Jesus. Today, devil, I understand you know Paul. But you need to make sure that you know me. You make sure, devil, today that you know me. Because whenever I come in here, you're in trouble. You need to make sure, devil, that you know me. You're not having your way with me, not for one more minute. Come on, say it with me. Hello, evil spirits. My name is. Call out your name. My name is. Evil spirit. Remember that name. Because I'm about to be your worst nightmare. I'm done with you. I'm done with you. Not knowing me. Y'all stand. Come on, let's don't leave here today operating on the name of Jesus that Pastor Tim talked about today. That's not going to empower you for your week. Right now, you may have been in church for years, but let's all, everybody in here, invite the Holy Spirit who has been with you to come and fill you with His power and His presence. Right now, Holy Spirit, come fill me. Holy Spirit, take up your residence inside me. Holy Spirit, empower me. Infuse me with your power. Come on, ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with His power. Fill you with His presence. You walk in such a presence of the Holy Spirit, the devil knows who you are. Holy Spirit, you live big inside me. We invite your presence to fill our hearts right now. Come on, fill our hearts right now. Church, we're going to make sure that the evil spirits know exactly who we are. Come on, repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, stress, you leave me. In the name of Jesus, pressure you leave me. My thoughts come in line with the word. My mouth comes in line with the word. Evil spirits, you leave me because I'm living my life free. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, and you stand strong over the devil today.
You have been listening to the CMC podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.